atoning forgiveness of the community. How can and we propose that as a first floor?
When I was poor, I was able to see a face that I can see.
And how is him as a living stone rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God?
And when I got to me, he was out of question. They came down to me, so I certainly didn't.
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Let us
have some further simple word of
prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have called us together here tonight. It is all by grace. If it were not for your grace, we would not be here today. Because you have chosen us. You have called us. You have gathered us. So today we sit before
heaven.
We want to be like Mary. That we can hear your
word.
May we who have ears, hear the words that you speak to your church.
我们感谢你，必定有特别的，你为这个特会，你有一个特别的旨意。
We thank you, Lord, because you have your purpose for this conference. And may this special purpose be accomplished.
愿你自己得荣耀。
May you gain all glory.
愿羞辱归你。
May all shame be to the end.
愿祝福归你。
May all blessings be to your people.
靠着耶稣基督看来。
All blessings be to you.
弟兄姊妹们，知道我们这次大会的主题是灵工圣洁祭司，神所悦纳的。Brothers
and sisters, know that the theme of the conference this year is spiritual house, holy priesthood, and acceptable
sacrifice.这个题目包括三个重要的思想。This
theme has three important thoughts.
第一，灵工。
First, spiritual house.
第二，是圣洁的祭司。
Secondly, holy priesthood.
第三，就是神所悦纳的。Thirdly,
acceptable sacrifice.
那这个题目呢，是根据我们刚才所读的圣经。This
theme is according to the verse that we just read.
我们还是回到彼得前书第二章第四节。Let
us turn to 1 Peter 2:4.
那离开这说，主乃活血，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选。
And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God.
然后第五节说，你们来到主面前，也就像。And
then verse 5 says, you also, as living stones,
被建造成为灵宫,
are being built up as a spiritual house.
所以我们聚在一起的时候，就成为灵宫。
So when we gather together, we are as a spiritual house.
那么, 这个灵宫就好像旧约的圣殿。
This spiritual house is like a temple in the Old Testament.
因为这里的背景乃是旧约的背景。
Because the background behind here is the Old Testament.
当神圣殿被建造时,
When God's temple was being built,
需要一些活石被聚在它里面。
There needed to be gathered before it and living stones.
然后建造成。
Then he can build a spiritual house.
那么等到圣殿建造完成以后,
and once the temple was fully built,
你看有祭司在圣殿里面供职,
and then you have the priest in the temple function.
所以这里说你们做圣洁,
so you are here a holy priesthood.
一面我们是灵工,
on one hand we're a spiritual house,
另一面乃是圣洁,
on the other hand a holy priesthood.
在旧约的时候圣殿是圣殿，祭司是祭司。
In the Old Testament, the temple is temple, priest is priest.
圣殿都是死的时候盖起来。
Temple was built upon dead stones.
但是我们来到主面前，活石。
But when we come before the Lord, we are living stones.
那不止在这里看见圣祭司，我们做圣洁的祭司。
Not only do we see here a holy priest,
我们能活在神面前,
but we can live before God.
我们能侍奉他,
we can serve him.
但是我们侍奉的时候，手中有祭物。
But when we serve him in our hands, we have sacrifice.
所以下面说，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的。
So the verse follows to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
那么在旧约的时候，祭司是祭司，灵祭是灵。 祭物是祭物。
In the Old Testament, you had a priest who priest the sacrifice to sacrifice.
但是我们知道说，等到我们做祭司的时候
，But when we become priests,
我们所去悦纳的灵祭
，But the acceptable sacrifice.
灵祭一面指着基督说的
，On one hand, it speaks of Christ.
一面也是指着我们所经历的这位主说的
，And on the other hand, it speaks of the.Jesus that we experience.
所以感谢主，这里给我们看见三个很重要的。
So thank the Lord, we see here three very important thoughts.
那我的个人责任就是圣洁的祭司。
So my responsibility is holy priesthood.
我们将弟兄要提到灵宫。
Our brother Tom will speak on spiritual house.
然后我们吴和信兄要提到灵祭。
Our brother Jose Wu will speak on acceptable sacrifice.
虽然好像这三个。
Even though we see three thoughts,
我们有三位弟兄注重三个不同的层面、不同的方面。
And we see three different aspects being portrayed by the three different brothers.
但是我们如果读这一段圣经上下品
，But if we read this passage in its context,
你发现圣灵自己解释这三个事情。
You will see that the Holy Spirit Himself will explain this one.
那最清楚、最清楚的就是下面第九节。
And the clearest is found in verse 9.
第二章第九节
，Chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类
，But you are a chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司
，A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度
，A holy nation.
是属神的子民
，A people for God's own
possession. 要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙的光明者。
That you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
如果我们把这三个思想放在一起
，If we are to gather these three thoughts together,
那圣灵很自然的把它综合在一起，包括在一起。
And the Holy Spirit very naturally gathers it in one.
简单的来说
，Very simply speaking,
我们所以生活时
，We are because the reason we are living.
我们怎样是圣灵的祭司？
How are we holy priesthood?
而且能献上神所悦纳的。
And how can we offer acceptable sacrifice?
有一个最基本的原因。
There's one basic reason.
你把这些功夫三大功夫把它归纳起来，你发现只有一个思想。
If you were to sum everything up, there's only one thought.
那就第九节说，你们是被拣选的族类。
And that is found in verse 9. You are a chosen race.
旧约的时候，我们知道以色列人是神。
In the Old Testament, we know that the people of Israel were the chosen people of God. How do you know they were the chosen people of God? When you go to Jerusalem, there is a temple. The temple shows that they are specifically and specially chosen by God. And then you see that there are those who are functioning within the temple. And the priests offering up sacrifice. This is a special feature, characteristic of the Israelites. These characteristics need to become ours. It is not something common. It is a living
sacrifice.
And we are a holy priest.
然后借着基督耶稣奉献神所悦纳。
And through Jesus Christ offering up spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们不能不从那个被拣选族类这里开始。
So we cannot help but begin with a chosen race.
如果我们看见我们怎样蒙拣选的族类
，If we see how we are such a chosen race,
我们就能摸到神的永远的心意。
Then we can touch God's eternal purpose.
我们才会发现说神在宇宙中。非常特别的事。
Then we discover that in the universe God is something amazing.
我们知道是神创造了天，也创造了地。
We know God created the heavens and the earth.
神说要有光，就有光。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神是从没有变成有。
God created from something that was nothing.
所以你看见神的创造，说出神的伟大，说出神的能力。
God's creation speaks of His mightiness, of His power.
也说到神的智慧。
But it also speaks of His wisdom.
但这里是很严肃，也是很荣耀的事情。
Here is a very, 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 very important thought.
给我
serious thought.
给我们看见说，在这里有一个神的工作，就和他的创造是一模一样。
Here is a work that is very, is the same as His creation.
神的我神的创造是一样是伟大。
How great is God's creation？
你看你神所创造的宇宙。
You see the universe created。
那在这里，神做了一件很大很大的事。
Here God is a mighty thing。
我们是听说唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
We hear that we are a chosen race。
这句话什么意思呢
？What does this phrase mean？
那这句话需要另外一个圣经来解释。
This phrase needs to be explained by another verse。
今天我们看这个工作是很特别的工作
，so we can see that this is a very special work of God。
非常荣耀的工作
，glorious work，
也是非常 delicate， 非常细腻的工作
，it's a very delicate work。
所以你看，你圣经用另外一个形容词来形容它。
So the Bible uses another adjective to describe。
所以我们不能够看到另外一段的圣经
，so we cannot help but look at another verse。
我们一同来看以弗所书
，let us turn to Ephesians。
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
这里的工作在希腊文是一个很特别的。
This workmanship is a very important word, a very special word in Greek.
我们知道英文有一个字叫做诗歌的诗 ，poem.
We know that the word is a word in English called poem.
那么这个工作在原文其实英文的 poem 这个词就是从那个字来的，就从这个工作来的。
什么 ？The word workmanship comes from the word poem or poem.
所以我们原来是神的工作。
So for we are His workmanship.
我们原来乃是神手中所写出来的诗歌。
We are God's poem that He wrote Himself.
这个 work 是 poetic work， 这个工作像诗一样的工作。
This workmanship is like a poetic work.
但是不像的诗。
But not only that.
保罗在这里用了很重很重的字。
Paul used a very heavy word.
他说是在基督耶稣里被创造成功。
He says, created in Christ Jesus.
这里的创造和圣经别的地方讲到神创造天地是同样的意思。
The word here, created, is the same word as creation.
你知道在圣经里面有两个字，一个是创造，一个是造。
Well, yeah, there are two words in the Bible. One is create and to make.
创造是从没有的，造的从没有的变成有的。
To create means to create something out of nothing.
造呢，那是把已经有的把它改变一下，重新的组织一下。
To make means to rearrange something that is already exists.
神创造 forest， 创造森林。
God created the forest.
这是神的创造。
That is God's creation.
但有一天我们把森林砍下来，树木砍下来。
But one day we chop down the trees.
我们把它变成，我们把它做成一个桌子。
We make it into the table.
那这个过程不叫创造，这个过程叫造。
That process is not creation. That process is making.
我们要知道神的工作。
We need to know God's work.
我们知道神的创造，神所创造的宇宙。
We know the universe that God created.
但是现在保罗讲到我们是神手中那首诗、那个工作的时候。
Now when Paul refers to us as his workmanship or as his poem,
保罗告诉我们，我们乃是在基督耶稣里被创造的。
Paul tells us that we are created in Christ.
不错，
那
保罗讲的他自己蒙恩的救赎。
Paul, when he speaks of his own salvation,
他讲到我们蒙恩的救赎。
When he says that we are saved,
他说所有一切在基督耶稣里的都是新的创造。
He said all in Christ Jesus is a new creation.
这一点都不错。
This is true.
你看见吗？保罗的确看见我每个人蒙恩的主，每个人都是神的创造，都是新的创造。
Paul saw that we were saved by grace, and indeed we are a new creation.
但是我们要记得，当以保罗写以弗所书第二章的时候
，But when Paul wrote Ephesians chapter 2,
他是接着第一章的。
He follows chapter 1.
第一章给我们看教会乃是基督的身体。
Chapter 1 shows us the church, the body of Christ.
那给我们看见这个既教会乃是个宇宙的。
The church is a universal man.
头在天上。
The head is in the heaven.
他身体仍旧在地上。
And the body is on earth.
那么讲到教会的时
候 ，When we speak of the church,
这里很明显有一个工作。
It is very clear that there's a work.
那么保罗怎么形容这个工作
？How does Paul describe?
这个工作像诗一 样。
He says this works like a poem.
而且是与基督里面的创造。
It is created in Christ Jesus.
不错，我们一个一个人蒙恩得救。
Yes, we are saved individually.
我们每个人都是新的创造。
And we individually are new creation.
但是等到我们聚在一起。
But when we gather together.
等到你看见。你看见所有古今中外所有神的儿女加在一起，就是基督的身体的时候。
When you see the entire all the children of God gathered together one by,
包括我们看见这个工作，乃是被在基督里面被创造的。
Paul shows us that it is a, all this is created in Christ Jesus.
我们是蒙拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这件事情不是神把旧约做过一件事情，把它变个样子而已。不是。
This fact is not just a modification of what happened in the Old Testament.
不是因为旧约有个圣殿，现在把它圣殿依然记得不是如此。
It is not because of the Old Testament had a temple. That's what we have today.
不是的，你看见说在这里有个工作。
Here they work.
这个工作完全是个创造。
And this work is complete creation.
好像从来没有过。
It's as if it never existed before.
现在不是把犹太教打进来，就变成所谓的基督教。
It is not a conversion of a Judaism into Christianity.
你看教会和基督的教会，你看你乃是新的皮带。
The church is a new wineskin.
你看你新酒只能装在新的皮带。
You can only put new wine in new wineskin.
基督是新酒。
Christ is a new wine.
你看教会乃是新的皮带。
And the church is a new wineskin.
为什么曾经旧约有个旧的皮带
？Yes, in the Old Testament there was the old wine.
现在不是把旧的皮带把它 renew 了，然后来装新酒了，不是的。
It's not renewing the old wineskin into a new wine.
虽然早期的使徒们他们好像这样想
，Even though the early apostles thought that way.
你还记不记得约雅各的故事
？Do you remember the story of James?
等到约保罗去到了耶路撒冷的时候
，When Paul had gone to Jerusalem,
那么约雅各就告诉彼得，就告诉保罗说。
James told Paul,
你看我们在这里信主的在耶路撒冷信主有好几万
We here, we have myriads of us who believe in Jerusalem.
那这句话太好
This is a great word.
你看你不光三千人得救
Not only 3,000
不光五千人得救
Not only 5,000
现在好几万人
Thousands and thousands.
你看我们主拯救了这么多人好不好太好太好
Our Lord saved so many people. Isn't that great?
哎，下面两个加上一句话
But then James says one thing.
个个都为
All individually were zealous for the Lord.
这是福音呢，还是犹太教呢
？Is this a gospel or Judaism?
如果是福音的话
，If it is a gospel,
怎么会个个为律法热心
？How can it be one by one zealous for the Lord?
所以你看见吗？在就是当初的有一些使徒的脑筋里面。
So then the concept of the apostle.
你看见说，好像今天我们相信主耶稣了。
It's as if today we believe in the Lord.
从前在犹太教里有长老
，Before in the Judaism there were elders.
现在我们也有长老
，Now we have elders.
现在好像把一个树把它变一变，变成桌子，变成椅子了。
So now we change the tree into a chair or a table.
但是不是的
？But no，
弟兄姊妹，保罗看见了。
Paul saw.
保罗这个看见是花了很大的代价。
But Paul saw. He paid a big price.
保罗所有人看见这个，几乎可以说要了保罗的命。
The reason Paul could see that meant that he almost lost his life.
你看见吗？因为这个缘故，他能写这一段的话。
For this reason, he could write this.
今天许多人太不认识教会。
Today, many people don't know what the church.
把教会看低太低了。
Put the church a lowly place.
弟兄姊妹，不是的。
But this is
because 教会乃是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
这个工作像。诗一样的工作
，This work is workmanship is like a poem，
而且在基督耶稣被创造成功
，And it is created in Christ Jesus。
保罗怎么看见这个的
？How did Paul see？
你看，他付了很大很大的代价
，He paid a huge price。
你还记得
？You remember？
保罗写以弗所书的时候
，When he wrote Ephesians，
你看见吗？他是被那个时候是在罗马监狱里面写了这卷书。
He wrote this while he was in Roman prison。
他怎么会跑到监狱里面
？How was he in prison？
你记不记得在这里以前没有几年的时候
？Do you know a couple years before that？
那么你看见保罗就到了耶路撒冷。
Paul went to Jerusalem。
那么因为许多人都知道
，Because many people knew。
那么许多人都知道保罗的工作。
Many people knew of Paul's work。
也很多人误会他的工作。
Many people misunderstood his work。
所以雅各就劝保罗说
：“So James said。”Encourage Paul.
那么好不好？这里有四个人要许愿，你和他们一同到圣殿。
He pleaded with Paul and asked him and said, there are four men who have one fatal vow. Can you go with them?
那么这样的话呢，他们就叫别人没有话可以讲。
Therefore, you will have no other people will not be able to speak of
you. 我们如果有加拉太书。
If we read Galatians,
我们如果其他保罗的书信。
If we read the other epistles,
保罗对福音的真理是非常清楚，非常明白。
Paul is very clear on the truth of the gospel.
就是彼得装假的时候，你看见保罗当面抵挡他。
And even when Peter pretended he didn't understand, Paul rebuked him.
所以你看见保罗对福音真理是非常非常清楚的。
Paul is very clear on the truth of God.
他知道我们不光是因信称义。
He knows that we are not only saved by grace.
而且我们白白的称义。
We are justified by faith.
称义什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
称义是一切都是恩典。
It means everything is by grace.
不是除了相信之外再加上工作。
It is not that once you believe you need to add work.
我们如果是因着从圣灵入门，我们就靠着圣灵来成全。
If we are to enter in through the Holy Spirit, we will also mature through the Holy Spirit.
生下来圣灵工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit is that.
我们生下来。
When we are born, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们长大也是圣灵的工作。
When we grow, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
生下来是白白的恩典。
When we are born, it's by grace.
长大也是白白的恩典。
When we mature, it's also by grace.
你看见保罗对于福音是最清楚、最清楚。
Paul is very clear on the gospel.
感谢主的恩赐。
Thank you, Lord, for the
Spirit. 一借着保罗
，with
叫我们能明白福音。
Through Paul, we can understand
that. 在基督里面乃是新的创造。
In Christ, there's a new creation.
感谢主。
Brothers,
这一次保罗有碰到为难。
Paul actually was in an uncomfortable.
因为现在是 James, 现在是雅各来劝他。
So now James fights
him. 你如果稍微妥协一下 ，compromise 一下
，if you compromise 一下，
那么就没有时间。
Then there's no cross.
这个时候你不需要再受逼迫。
You will not be persecuted.
没有人可以再反对你。
Nobody can go against you.
但是你是。你看见我们不懂，虽然之前是我们不懂
，Even though we don't understand，
但是我们多少总觉得这一次保罗好像软弱了。
We felt that somehow Paul was weak，
所以这次保罗真的也听了劝，也到了圣殿里面。
So Paul was weak and he actually listened at Wednesday time。
他等着祭司们来。
He was waiting for the priest，
但是神不能等。
God cannot wait.
神这一次不能再等。
This time God
cannot wait. 如果这一次再等下去
，If God were to wait,
连那么清楚福音真理的保罗也糊涂的话
，Even somebody as clear about the gospel as Paul, if he was misunderstood a little bit,
如果他连个 confused 连个糊涂的话
，If he was a little confused,
那弟兄们我们就没有福音了。
Then we would not have the gospel.
你看见从此以后，这个我你看见。所以从此以后教会就变成犹太教里面的一个 branch 一支了。
So from now on, Christianity will be a branch of Judaism.
如果这样的话
，That would
mean 你教会就在犹太教的保护伞底下。
Then the church would be under the umbrella of Judaism.
那个时候我们知道说，这个是在罗马帝国的版图底下。
We know that would be under the Roman Empire.
所有的罗马公民都要敬拜罗马，都要敬拜罗马皇帝。
All the Roman citizens had to worship the Roman emperors.
但是我们不要忘记犹太教是例外。
But let us not forget the Jews were separate.
犹太教的人他们可以不拜。
The Judaism they did not have to worship.
因为那个时候犹太人是皇帝的好朋友。
Because at that time they were good friends of the emperor.
是 Julius Caesar 的好朋友。
They were good friends of Julius Caesar.
是 Augustus 的好朋友。
They were good friends of Augustus.
所以我教会不过是以这个犹太教的一个支派的话
，so if the Christianity was but only a branch of Judaism，
那么这样的话教会不会受逼迫
，then the church will not be persecuted。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
我们现在回过来
，now let's turn back。
为什么教会经过300年大逼迫
？Why the church over 300 years？
在这里有很重要的原因
，it's very important。
这里和保罗所说的。
Here we see what Paul says.
这里的工作乃是借由耶稣基督里所造成的。
The workmanship here was created in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，当保罗软弱的时候
，When Paul was weak，
他就要失败的时候
，Right when he was about to fall，
现在神用锁链把他锁起来。
God handcuffed him.
起头他不明白
，First he did not understand.
为什么神这样做
？Why did God do that？
等到他到了监狱里面
，When he was in prison，
起头也许不明白。
At the beginning, he did
啊，就好像起头的水啊，你刚刚倒进去，你看见你那个刚刚开始是翻腾的。
Just when you pour water, you pour water, it's undulating.
但你慢慢等以后，它就慢慢就开始沉淀下来了。
But slowly it starts to stop moving.
就沉淀下来。
And it starts settling down.
那么，然后慢慢就变得很清楚了。
And then it becomes clear.
所以等到保罗写以弗所书的时候。
So when Paul wrote Ephesians,
在这个时候你看见。
Here you see.
圣灵给他把他带到了天上。
The Holy Spirit brought him to the heaven.
给他看见教会乃是基督的身体。
You see that the church is the body of Christ.
这就是主耶稣所说的新酒放在新皮带里面的新的皮带。
And this is what the Lord said about the new wine and new wineskins.
教会不是犹太的邻居。
The church is not a branch of Judaism.
虽然旧观音是从犹太人来出来的。
Even though salvation comes out of the Jew.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
教会不是神把一些树木把它变成个桌子或者变成个椅子，不是。
The church was not a conversion of trees into a chair or a table.
现在你看见说当初神怎样创造天和地。
We see how originally God created heaven and earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是神的工作。
Likewise, we are God's work.
是在基督耶稣里被创造成功的。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
弟兄姊妹，你看这是全新全新的。
This is brand new.
就个教会是基督的身体来说。
As to the church being a body of Christ,
你看见这是完全的新的创造。
This is a brand new creation.
那保罗怕我们不清楚。
But Paul was afraid of
that. 他下面再讲一段的话。
So again he speaks.
再讲这段话的时候。
And he adds some more words.
他讲得更清楚了。
He tried to clarify.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读到以弗所第一章。
When you read Ephesians 1.
你看见教会是基督的身体。
You see the church is the body of Christ.
到了第二章的 chapter 2.给我们看，这个乃是神的工作。
Here we see it's God's work.
乃是神的创造。
It is creation.
感谢主。
Thank you.
我们等一等看到底这个创造怎么创造成功。
Then we will see how do we see this creation.
那现在我们就来到很重要的一节。
Now comes a very important verse.
就是第二章第十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
这样，你们不再做外人和客人，是与圣徒同国。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
你看见吗？彼得前书二章不是讲的房角石，基督是房角石吗？
Do you remember 1 Peter 2 speaks of Christ being the cornerstone?
现在你看见吗？保罗怎么说？你们不再是外人。
Here Paul says again, you are no longer strangers.
是家里的人。
But you are of God's household.
然后并且还怎么样呢？
Plus,
我们建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
You have been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为了主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
你看见现在我们明白灵宫是怎么一回事。
Now we understand what a spiritual house.
你看灵宫和那个房角是有关系的。
Spiritual house has to do with the cornerstone.
我们不再是外人。
We no longer are aliens.
我们是家里人。
But we are God's house.
我们要像大卫一样的祷告说。
We will pray just like David.
我们愿一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
We want to abide in the temple of the temple of the Lord forever and ever.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见现在这是怎么一回事呢？
Now what happened?
那么这个和神的工作发生关系。
This has to do with God's work.
你们不再是外人。
No longer are you aliens.
是神家里的。
But you are of God's household.
弟兄姊妹，这个实在是音乐呀。
This is the music.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
保罗讲这句话的时候。
When Paul said these words.
他提醒我。
He reminded me.
第十一节，你不要信。
Turn back to verse
11. 所以你们应当记念。
Therefore remember.
你们从前肉体是外邦人
，That formerly you the Gentiles in the flesh
是这位没有受隔
were called uncircumcision.
这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
By the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
所以我们是外邦人。
So we are Gentiles.
我们没有受割礼的。
We are not circumcised.
他们是以色列人。
They are Israelites.
他们身上有个荣耀的记号，在他们来说是荣耀的记号。
In their eyes, they have a royal mark on them.
他们受割礼的。
They are circumcised.
他们说我们不是受割礼的。
They say we are not circumcised.
你看见保罗是以弗所教会说。
So Paul is speaking to the Ephesian church.
以弗所教会多半都是外邦人。
The Ephesian church most of the time
are Gentiles.
They were not Israelites.
所以很清楚，保罗说你要记得你们，我是外邦人，原来是外邦人。
So very clearly Paul says, remember, you are Gentiles.
那么什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你读到第十七节，
verse 17,
并且来传福音和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And he came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near.
保罗说你们是外邦人。
Paul said that you are Gentiles.
你们是没有受割礼的。
You are uncircumcised.
而且你是远处的人。
And you are far away.
你看见吗？但有一般人是记住的。
But there is another group of people here.
他们是受割礼的。
They are circumcised.
他们是以色列的。
They are people of Israel.
我们是怎么回事呢？
What happened here?
我们是远处的。
We are those far away.
有人比我们更近。
There are somewhere nearer than us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你肯定明白吗？
You understand?
在这里给我们看见到底谁是被拣选的。
Here we see who are those who are chosen.
谁是被拣选的族类？
Who is the chosen race?
你要问我谁是靠近神更近的？
We have to say the answer is whoever is near to God.
但是我们是远处的。
But we are far away.
但是呢，有一般人近处的。
There is a group that is near.
所以我们把保罗话听清楚了。
So let's pay attention to Paul's words.
那么然后我们再回过头来看第十二节。
And let's turn back to verse 1.
那时你以为与基督无关。
Remember that you are at the same time separate from Christ.
在以色列国民以外。
Excluded from the commonwealth.
在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
And strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
那么很清楚，弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚，本来好像就是以色列人神选。
Before we see that the Israelites were the chosen people.
因为他们神选。
And because they were the chosen people.
他们与基督有关。
They had to do with Christ.
你看见吗？他们等候弥赛亚。
They are waiting for the Messiah.
你看弥赛亚有一天要回来。
And one day the Messiah will return.
那么因为这个缘故，他们是以色列的国民。
For this reason, they were the commonwealth of Israel.
他们在应许的诸约上都是有份的。
And they are the ones who had a part of covenants of promise.
他们是有神的。
They had God.
我们是没有神的。有神的人就有指望。
Those that God have hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底谁是被拣选的？
So who is the chosen race?
你要说以色列人是被拣选的，除了
You have to say the Israelites.
对不对呢？很清楚的。
Very clear.
那如果这样的话，我们真的没有指望。
Then we indeed are.
我们真的，我们真的是没有神的一般人。
And then we will without God.
然后现在你怎么说呢？
What does verse 15 say?
你从前远离神的人，如今就在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
But you who formerly were far off, but now in Christ Jesus has been brought near by the blood.
这个中文远离神，神在旁边点点点表示原文没有神这个字。
In the Chinese, it doesn't have the word God.
No, 这个神这个字在旁边有两点，就表示原文没有这个意思。
In the Chinese Bible has two gods, that means that the word God was not in the word.
所以我们要与这句话，这个在原文意思，你们这远处的人和后面讲远处的人是一样，你们这远处的人。
So here it says, you formerly were far off,
如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血得以洁净。
Have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
谁是被拣选的？
Who was the chosen race?
你要问说谁是你亲近的？
You have to ask who was the one who was nearest.
但从前我们不是。
But we were not like that.
我们是远处。
We were far away.
现在我们怎么能亲近呢？
How can we draw nigh?
乃是借着耶稣基督，乃是靠着他的血，在基督里靠着他的血得以亲近。
But it is by the blood of Christ that we can be brought near.
然后十四节
，verse 14，
因他使我们和睦，像两下二为一，拆毁了。中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
保罗在这里讲的一件事。
Paul here is speaking of one thing.
他说这里讲的两下，你看见吗？
Here you see two groups.
远处的跟近处。
The ones who are far, the ones who are near.
以色列人和外邦人。
The people of Israel, the Gentiles.
但因着主耶稣的工作。
But because of the work of Jesus Christ.
你现在看见他是两下要合二为一。
You see that two groups are made into one.
要拆毁中间隔断的墙。
And it's breaking down the barrier of the dividing wall.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
为什么保罗讲这段话？
Why did Paul speak these words?
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才说过。
保
罗看见教会是神的，在基督里的创造。
Paul saw that the church was the creation in Christ.
他就看见是不想惨重的代价。
When the reason he could see this was because he paid a huge price.
你记不记得当他被捉拿的时候
？You remember when you were taken captive?
整个耶路撒冷就暴动起来。
All of Jerusalem was in a riot.
如果不是罗马兵来救保罗的话，我已经被撕成粉碎。
If the Roman soldiers did not come to save Paul, Paul would have been torn to pieces.
你记得在他们的心目中
？Do you remember in their eyes?
保罗根本保他们以为说保罗带着一个人到进到哪里去的？到圣殿里面。
They actually thought that Paul had taken somebody into the temple.
那他被谁进去呢？
Who did he take in?
带特会摩进去。
He brought in Trophimus.
特会摩是以弗所的人。
Trophimus was an Ephesian.
所以当保罗讲这段话的时候
，So when Paul spoke these words,
他还记得很清楚。
He remembered very clearly.
那一刹就恢复渠道。
At that time, he was almost martyred.
再也不复话对他来讲永远会忘。
There was a picture in his mind that he never forget.
你知道说那一次所发生的事。
Do you remember when that incident happened?
有两个人永远会忘记。
Two people will never forget that.
那个是保罗，他会忘记。
Paul will never forget that.
你看整个耶路撒冷都轰动起来。
There was a huge riot in Jerusalem.
圣殿门马上关起来。
The temple doors were shut.
那么这个时候保罗做了一件事。
So Paul did one thing.
因为他被认为是误。
Yeah, because he was regarded as one who defiled the temple.
那么这件事不得了的一件事。
This is a very serious.
这个就是他们为什么控告保罗。
That is why they accused Paul.
那保罗为什么不受教会的会审？
How did Paul defile the temple?
他是属于技术的人。
He is
他属于技术的人。他不是远处的。
Now he is part of the near people.
所以你看见了，他是可以来到圣殿。
He was there. He can come to the temple.
他怎么会误会了圣殿呢
？How can he defile the temple?
你知道那时候因为保罗带领一弟兄，他的同工叫做特洛费摩。
Because Paul brought together with him a coworker, an Ephesian, Trophimus.
我们好好看一下那些圣经。
Let us turn to that passage.
一个，我们来看出来一点，不是这个使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传。二十一章。
Acts chapter 21.
二十八节，或者我们看二十七节。
Verse 27.
那七日将晚，从亚细亚来的犹太人看见保罗在殿里，就手动了众人，下手。
And when the 7 days were almost over, the Jews from Asia, upon seeing him in the temple, began to stir up all the multitude and lay hands on him.
他要说以色列人来帮助，这就是在各处教训众人，践踏我们的百姓和律法，并这地方的还有带过希律人进殿。
Crying out, men of Israel, come to our aid. This is a man who preaches to all men everywhere against our people and the law and this place. And besides, he has even brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled so.
误会了这圣经，这话是因他们看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿。
He has defiled this holy place, for they had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with them, and they supposed that Paul had brought him into the temple.
何成都震动，百姓一起跑来，拿住保罗，拉他出殿门，立刻就关了。
And all the city was roused, and the people rushed together, and taking hold of Paul, they dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut.
那这里讲的以弗所人特罗菲摩。
Here it speaks of Trophimus, the Ephesian.
当保罗从监狱里面写信给以弗所的圣徒的时候
，When Paul in prison, he wrote to the Ephesian church.
当特罗菲摩读到刚才那段圣经的时候
，When Trophimus read the previous passage,
没有一个人比他的感觉更深。
There will be no one who had a deeper thought than him.
除了保罗之外，就是特罗菲摩。
Aside from Paul, it is Trophimus.
等到特罗菲摩回到以弗所教会。
When Trophimus returned to the Ephesian church,
他报告给那里的教会。
When he gave the report to the church,
他告诉他们保罗怎么被捉拿的。
told them how Paul is
coming. Oh, why are you doing that?
The reason you're saying that is because of Trophimus.
How are you going to know something?
The two people were in Jerusalem, yes.
That is totally wrong. May I see no to you?
But Trophimus has not entered into the
temple. Not that you will. How do you know to you?
People thought that he had entered the temple.
So you come here with Paul. Wait a second.
So they thought Paul defiled them.
So simple to them.
But the spirit of
faith came in the whole of the
city. The whole city was in a riot. It is a huge riot.
Many small ones, you will be with you now.
Paul was almost martyred.
So you can use me.
So when Trophimus gave his testimony, so when he described what happened to all the saints of
Ephesus,
how Paul was
taken captive,
and how he was misunderstood.
They
had thought that Trophimus had entered the temple. And then defile the temple. So when Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, so now Paul tells the Ephesian church what he saw. Do you remember when he said goodbye to the elders of Ephesus? He said, I did not give to you So we know Paul was very clear about
the prison.
But thank the Lord. In prison, what he saw was more than
enough.
It was clear what he saw. He was basically failed. But God did not let him fall. If you were to fail, then the church would be not. The church is the body of Christ. So today we have a way. Even though Paul suffered so much, now he was able to see. Even though this was a costly view, he said, we are God's workers. We are God's homeless. Even though there are tears behind the cross, it is also because of Trophimus that we have the story. Now we read Ephesians. Not only does Trophimus have the deepest feeling, but the church likewise. At that time, they thought that he had taken an Ephesian to the temple. Why can't Ephesians go into the temple? Because they are Gentiles. They are not circumcised. They are those far away. They are like pigs and dogs. They are not worthy of so if they entered the temple, they would defile the temple. Do you understand? These people are excluded. These people are all strangers.
You know.
When Paul writes to Ephesians, thank the Lord. What he saw was even higher and clearer. Because he went through a very painful experience. A very shameful experience. A very failing experience. But brothers and sisters, God used that experience. And also kept his church. Brothers, this is a very important thing. Many people think that Ephesians is one of the highest books of Revelation. Not true. Behind it comes a fear. Behind it comes with something.
If
it weren't for the fact that Trophimus got sick,
People have hope.
When Paul wrote 2 Timothy,
he
said, now only Luke is with me.
如果不是因为克洛菲摩在以弗所不疑生病的话，
if the Trophimus had not gotten sick,
所以保罗说我还留在你里面。
So Paul said that I'm leaving him in my ears.
如果他不生病，
if he were not sick,
你看又不止路加，
not only Luke,
还有克洛菲摩，
also Trophimus。
你记不记得当保罗最后一次怀疑不到什么
学生？ Do you remember the last missionary journey of Paul?
他带了八个同工和他一起走。
He took with him 8 co-workers.
那克洛菲摩是其中一个。
Trophimus was one of them.
路加也是其中。
Luke was one of them.
这八个里面是不是都到了耶路撒冷？我们不知道。
Among the eight, they all go to Jerusalem. We don't know.
有两个人我们一定知道。
We know two for sure.
一个是克洛菲摩。
One is Trophimus.
一个是路加。
One was Luke.
弟兄姊妹，等到保罗被捉拿的时候，
When Paul was taken captive,
你能感觉克洛菲摩所感觉。
You can feel what trouble is about.
所以等到他回去到比如说教会报告的时候，
So when he went back to the Ephesian church to give his report,
你看见他们都知道为什么保罗被捉拿。
They understood that knew why Paul was taken captive.
保罗被捉拿就是因为认识了克洛菲摩。
Paul was taken captive only because he was acquainted with Trophimus.
保罗所以被捉拿，因为克洛菲摩是他的同工。
The reason Paul was taken captive is because Trophimus was.
他们的确就在耶路撒冷城里面。
They were indeed in the city of Jerusalem.
结果有人以为他们到了圣殿里面去了。
Some thought that they went to the temple.
虽然没有，但还是克洛菲摩的缘故。
It was because of Trophimus.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白了。
Now you understand.
以弗所的教会当然接受以弗所书的时候，
When the Ephesian church received the letter from
him, 很清楚，很清楚。
It was very clear.
那个背景很明显在那里。
The background was that.
所以现在我们把那就切断那一段的背景。
And using that background, Paul
就讲的那一段的话。
And Paul uses it in his passage.
我们再回到以弗所第二章。
Let us turn back to Ephesians.
你看，我们还是回到刚才那一段经。
Let us turn back to that passage.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是圣徒同国，是神家里。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are God's household.
那我说到这里的时候，
When I speak of this,
我们需要把背景稍微解释。
We need to explain further the background.
到底中间根本上是什么意思？
What is the dividing wall? What does that mean?
你懂那个背景，知道那些暴动所发生的故事怎样的？
If you understand the background, you will understand why it was
right. 那这和我们明白这本圣经很有关系。
And it has a lot to do with understanding this passage.
我们知道说圣殿是盖在摩利亚山。
We know that the temple was built on Mount Moriah.
我们知道耶路撒冷有一座山叫做摩利亚山。
We know that in Jerusalem there's a mountain called Mount Moriah.
那现在我用这个圣经来代表那个山。
And I'm going to use the Bible to represent the temple, the mountaintop.
那么这个可以说高起来一块地方叫做摩利亚山。
So the elevated portion is called Mount Moriah.
在主耶稣那时候。
And the time of Jesus.
在保罗那时候。
The time of Paul.
这一块摩利亚山比大卫那时候大一倍。
This part of the Mount Moriah was actually double the size of the time of David.
然后那个西律王呢，就用泥土就把周围都填好了，所以就变成一个平平的这样的东西。
And King Herod actually filled the area, filled it up, and then became a plain.
所以如果你量量这块这个广场的这个面积的话，就比原来要大一倍。
So if you were to measure the surface of the square, it's actually double the size.
那么如果从南到北。
From south to north.
到底有多大？
How big is it?
有六个足球场那么大。
It is the size of 6 football fields.
从西到东有五个足球场那么大。
From west to east is the size of 5 football fields.
你懂这个时候是一个很大很大的一个 temple square, 很大很大的圣殿广场。
It is a very big temple square.
圣经里面讲到圣殿有一个字。
In the Bible, when it speaks of temple, there are two words.
一个就是指的整个圣殿广场来说。
One it speaks of the temple square.
一个指的圣殿 proper 指圣殿本部来说。
The other is the temple proper.
所以这两个不同的字。
So there are two different words.
主耶稣进到神的殿里。
So Jesus entered into the temple of God.
他可以就在这里，可以在这里，可以在里面，就在整个的范围都叫圣殿。
He can actually be here, here, or here. Small part of that sphere.
主耶稣说：“看哪，我比。”殿更大。
Then the Lord said, "Behold, I am greater than the temple."
那个殿就是整个圣殿说的。
The temple has that referred to everything.
保罗说：“你们就是神的殿。”
But when Paul says that you are God's temple,
那个建筑是里面的 temple proper 来说
，that temple refers to the temple proper。
那么那些朝圣那些 pilgrims， 他们不是来过节吗
？So do you know the pilgrims when they came for the？
他们多半是从南边过来的。
They normally come from the south。
然后你如果往从南边进去的话
，and you come in from the south，
你会发现有一些阶梯
，there are some stairs。
那个阶梯很有名，叫做 the stairways of Rabbi， 就是拉比的阶梯。
And these stairs are very famous. They're called the stairways of Rabbi.
那么你知道，许多拉比就在那里教训许多人。
And many rabbis taught from there.
我们主耶稣大概也在那个地方就讲了马太福音23章。
And our Lord probably was at that point where he spoke Matthew 23.
那么，然后你从那里进去以后
，So when you go through that,
有两个门。
There are two doors.
这个门实际上呢是看两个看到是两个像隧道一样、通道一样的东西。
It is like two tunnels going up.
然后从这样就从这样上去就爬到山上去。
And when you go through those tunnels, you reach the top of the mountain.
然后你就进到这个圣殿的广场。
And so you enter the temple square.
一上去你就发现整个大的广整个的这个广场叫这个院叫什么叫万邦的院。
So you will see that this whole temple square is called the court of Gentiles.
那意思就外邦人可以去的。
And that means the Gentiles can be there.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
Because God's temple shall be the house of the house of prayer for all nations.
所以你看外邦人可以去祷告的。
So the Gentiles can come and pray.
所以你看见吗？这个主耶稣就在这个广场上碰到希腊人，是你不是吗
？So Jesus, remember, he met the Greeks here in this.
他们说我们要见耶稣。
They say we want to see.
你看，是在外邦人院里。
He met them in the court of the Gentiles.
那个不是耶稣，不是赶那些卖牛羊鸽子的这个主桌子吗
？Do you remember when our Lord threw all the money changers out?
那个也是在外邦人院。
That was also in the Gentiles' court.
那么很有意思。
Very
interesting. 当你进到外邦人院的时候
，When you enter the court of Gentiles,
然后你发现你不能够走得太远。
You see that you cannot walk very far.
我们讲第一颗勒之魔终于到了耶路撒冷。
Let's say, for example, that Trophimus finally arrived at Jerusalem.
你看，你看，你看，我一定很喜欢，很想到耶路撒冷去的。
Of course, Trophimus would love to go to Jerusalem.
对吧？他终于看见圣殿。
And finally, he saw the temple.
他可以到外邦人院。
He can go into the temple.
因为许多人都来到神的面前。
Many people come from God.
现在他们对我也是其中一个。
And Trophimus can be part of us.
所以他可以感觉到我不在你不所，现在我到了耶路撒冷。
So he can feel I have left the gate Ephesus and now Jerusalem. From Ephesus, it said I'm far away. Now I'm near at Jerusalem, so I'm nearer to God.
这个就是以色列人思想，他们每个人都这么想。
And this is the thought of the Israelites. They all thought like
that. 他们在加利利。
When they live in Galilee.
他们在很远的地方。
They live far away.
他们觉得我们住在神给我们迦南美地。
They feel that we live in the land of the promised land.
但是每年三次他们应该到耶路撒冷去过节。
But three times every year they have to go to the feast of Jerusalem.
他们到了耶路撒冷。
And when they arrive,
他们觉得离开神很近了。
They feel that they are near to God.
到了圣殿山。
And when they're at the temple mount,
他们靠离神更近。
They're even closer to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看见吗？现在他们离我可以到这个广场上。
So now Trophimus can actually arrive at the square.
那么如果那么所以现在，现在你看很多人，那么然后呢，在这个广场里面
，and in this square，
你会发现呢，再往前走没有多久，就有一个像篱笆一样排长长屏风一样的东西。
So you will see in a couple steps forward, you'll see a partition or a little fence.
那这个实际上是 stone fence， 是一个石头做的篱笆或者屏风呢。
It's a very low stone fence，
只有五英尺高的
，it's about 5 feet tall，
但是上面有警告。
But there's a warning on it.
外邦人是不可以再往前。
Gentiles stop here. You cannot move forward.
如果你出犯的话
，if you actually do so，
那个结果一定是什么
？You will be punished by death.
没有一个外邦人可以越过这个隔中间隔断的墙。
Not a single Gentile can cross that dividing wall.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that？
为了这个克罗菲摩和保罗走在一起。
When Trophimus and Paul walk together,
现在如果说圣殿代表神同在
，if we have to say that the temple represents God's presence,
如果你能到圣殿里面去
，and we can enter the temple,
代表能靠近神的话
，it represents represents drawing diagrams.
Then
we see this dividing wall.
哎,我看你,特洛菲,我是远处的,
it shows that Trophimus is part of the
distance.
And Paul is part of the near. Because Paul can enter
in.
But Trophimus cannot.
He
can only read before the
Bible.
He desires to be closer to God,
but he can't.
Because he's a Gentile. He was
uncircumcised.
He has nothing to do with that. He has not chosen for
people of that.
It's very clear he denied
the record.
Because there's a dividing wall.
How
it took him a long time to get to
Jerusalem.
He finally saw the temple.
You can see it,
but you can't enter. That represents God's presence. Wouldn't it be the most desirous thing of
Trophimus?
So that one day you can draw nigh to God. He goes to the holy place, the holy of holies. He can see God's glory. But when you go up to that mountain, you can enter the court
gentile.
You can pray there. But that's it. You want to try nice
that you.
There is a dividing wall.
Then
all the people of Israel. Then women, young or old, as long as they were born in Israel, they can cross. So they can cross the
divide.
But when they cross the divide, they see a building towards the east. And this structure building is elongated. And the door faces the east. Now you can enter in. All the people living there can go in. As they go in, they have to go through a gate. That gate is called a beautiful gate
in
the Bible. The beautiful gate in the Bible. You have to use 20 people to be able to open it.
那么这个就是他们进到那个门里面去,
and that is when they enter the gate.
那么他们进到里面去以后,
as soon as they enter the gate,
现在先假定我们从这个进去了,
assuming we have come in this way.
那么然后他们到一个court里面,
they will arrive at court.
这个院叫做女院,
it is the women's court.
这个女院其实是非常misleading的名字,
this is a very misleading name.
严格说来,
this is an area where all the old, young, male and female can be gathered together. If all are gathered together, what will they say? They will say, we have arrived at the temple. We are of God's household.
Do you understand?
As soon as you step into the women's court, whether male, female, young or old, they're all gathered together. And through in the women's court, you have to go through several steps to arrive at the Holy
Place.
15 steps. Do you remember the song of ascents of the songs? There's 15 songs.
每年到祝堂节的时候,
every time at the Feast of Tabernacles,
你看见说, 他们最快乐的时候就是在里面的时候,
the most joyous time is when they were the women's.
Oh, 那是他们最一天最一每年最快乐的时候,
that is the time they were the most joyous.
因为他们神家里,
because they are of God's household.
尤其他们唱到诗篇133篇,
especially when they sing Psalm 133.
看啊,弟兄何等同居,是何等的善,何等的美。
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
你看见吗?他们非常非常快乐。
They are so joyous.
到了晚上的时候,
and at the night,
他们不敢离开,
they refuse to leave.
他们四个很大很高的灯台,
they have four huge lampstands.
要有四个ladder,四个楼梯让年轻人爬上去给油的。
And they have four ladders attached to it where the young people will pour oil in.
谁照亮,很照亮,很远很远。
And it could be sure the light shone very far.
就在这个时候,
Paul said, the Lord said, I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will not walk in darkness. But 我们前一个 life of life
在这个背景下我们怎么说这句话呢？
So in this background that our Lord is talking
about, 所以那个刚好可以说是以色列全家都聚在一起。
So this is when the whole household, the whole Israel gathered together,
就好像中国人中秋节聚在一起一样。
So just like when the Chinese people get together then the
中秋节
The Moon Festival,
就好像美国人到十二月二十五号过圣诞节一样。
Or like when the United States gathered for Christmas,
他们全家为了过圣诞节聚在一起。
Or Thanksgiving, they gathered together.
你在一起吃火鸡的时候，你看这是全家的人。
When you eat turkey together, you're all the same household.
虽然你看有那么的分摆在一起，你看这是全家的人。
And when you see under the light, you see this is the household of God.
你看那些祭司们或者拉比，他们在那里不止唱歌，也在那里跳舞。
The priests and the rabbis, they are singing and dancing.
他们在神面前欢乐
，before you have any joy。
所以每年到了祝棚节的时候
，so when arrive at the feast of the
现在你就知道什么叫做神家的名。
You know what the house of God is。
如果他们比我是那个时候去的话
，if Trumpeter was to go at that time，
他远远能听见欢乐的声音
，he could hear the rejoicing sound。
但他说我没有。
But he has had no form.
他不是神家里的。
They are out of God's house.
你看见吗？他是神拣选的族类。
They are the chosen race of God.
这句话在旧约也讲过。
And this phrase was spoken in the Old Testament.
特别是以赛亚书三章讲过的。
Isaiah 43 speaks of
that. 现在比他再讲一次。
Peter says one.